It's been 1 year since Russia jailed an American journalist as an accused spy. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and Evan Gershkovich remains behind bars 23 hours a day.
He's managing the best way he can in the tiny space.
His mother, Ella. President Biden just put out a statement. Journalism is not a crime. Gershkovich is illegally detained, and he will continue working every day to secure his release.
On March 28, 2023, Gershkovich published an article titled Russia's Economy is Starting to Come Undone. The next day, he was detained on espionage charges. Since then, his pretrial detention has been extended several times. Just this week, a Russian court ordered him to stay in prison for another 3 months.
Fox's Madeline Rivera, there will be a memorial march today for murdered New York City police officer Jonathan Diller.
They're devastated. They've got a tough road. It's going to be a very tough road.
Former President Trump attended the wake, then told Fox's Brian Kilmeade.
It's happening more and more, and it's really a lack of respect for law and order, and we have to have law and order back in our country, and we're going to.
Diller was shot and killed Monday at a traffic stop. The accused gunman has been charged with murder. President Biden was also in New York, and so were ex-presidents Clinton and Obama, helping raise a record $26 million for the Biden campaign at Radio City Music Hall, while outside, hundreds of protesters gathered, angry over the president's support of Israel in the war in Gaza, calling it genocide.
There are also four separate interruptions during this event, and it represents a real ongoing problem for the Democratic Party. They have allegedly been trying to vet attendees to prevent outbursts at Biden events, but they couldn't do it for this big one-of-a-kind event.
Fox's Peter Doocy at the White House. Israel apparently went on the attack in Syria, which claims airstrikes killed 42 people in the city of Aleppo. A British-based human rights group reports Israel targeted Hezbollah missile storage. That terror group has been attacking Israel from Lebanon. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
House Republicans are still considering impeaching President Biden over alleged involvement he denies in Biden family overseas business dealings. They've already impeached Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, blaming him for record illegal immigration. And so,
for just the second time ever and the first time in nearly 150 years, the Senate will consider whether to convict and remove a cabinet secretary from office. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will formally send over two articles of impeachment to the Senate on April 10th. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer plans to swear in senators as jurors the next day, though whether there will be a full trial is not yet known. Senate leaders could move to refer the two articles to a committee or even call a vote to dismiss the impeachment counts. House Republicans narrowly impeached Mayorkas in February, arguing the cabinet secretary willfully refused to follow federal immigration laws. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
It's quiet on Wall Street. There will be no Good Friday trading after the Dow and the S&P 500 closed out the quarter at record highs. There are now just a dozen teams left in the NCAA college basketball men's tournament.
The North Carolina Tar Heels, who were the number one seed of the West region, had their season ended last night in Los Angeles, where the fourth-seeded Alabama Crimson Tide scored an 89-87 victory to advance to the Elite Eight against sixth-seed Clemson, which knocked out number two-seed Arizona 77-72. The defending champion UConn Huskies slam-dunked San Diego State in a rematch of last season's title game, UConn 82, San Diego State 52. UConn will play Illinois in the East Regional Final tomorrow. The Illini, seeded third, took out two-seed Iowa State, 72-69.
Fox's Jared Max. There'll be four more games today, and the women's tournament also resumes. It's opening day for the last four Major League Baseball teams that haven't played yet. Milwaukee against the New York Mets, Philadelphia versus the Atlanta Braves. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.